180,000 Avista customers lost power during last week's storm. About 30,000 were still without power by midday Monday. Avista spokeswoman Jesse Wurst says particularly hard hit has been a large section of Spokane's South Hill, where about a third of the current outages are located.
One of the biggest challenges with restoration in some of these older neighborhoods is that the poles are in rights of way, in backyards, in alleyways, and very often our crews are having to physically carry poles back to where they need to be reinstalled. They're having to hand dig the holes for the poles, and sometimes that includes jackhammering through basalt.
This is the worst power outage in Spokane since the ice storm of 1996, when only about half as many customers lost power. Wurst says since that time, there's been discussion of moving power lines from poles that are susceptible to falling trees to underground. But there are several reasons why that's not been a good option.
It has several challenges, mainly cost to put lines underground in the South Hill area would mean getting through all the basalt rock that the South Hill is made of, and that poses challenges. And then when outages do occur, finding those outages when lines are underground is extremely more complicated.
The Avista spokeswoman says they have a total of 650 people, many from outside the area, working 16-hour shifts to try to restore electrical service. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.